Every few years, around the time of the Lilac Armed Forces Day parade, we have Navy Week in Spokane. This is one of those years, and yes, accompanied by the pandemic, it's virtual rather than literal, but that's okay. We're going to have some music and conversation from Navy Band Northwest, beginning with the great old American tune, Shenandoah, played by their brass quintet. The traditional American tune, Shenandoah, played by the brass quintet of Navy Band Northwest. Spending time with Lieutenant Chris Cornett, who is the conductor of Navy Band Northwest. And Chris, let's start out a bit with you, because you have a lot of ties to the Northwest and even this area.
I do indeed, Vern. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I grew up in Seattle. My dad, when he left the Air Force following Vietnam, got a job working at Boeing, and we moved there in 1977. And I grew up and left for Ellensburg and studied at Central Washington University. And while I was there, met a trombone player who said, "Hey, I run this Air National Band. You should come spend a weekend with us." And I did, and loved it, and auditioned, and became their principal horn player. I spent a few years with them, and then ran off and joined the active duty Navy music program. That was back in 1997, and here I am back in the Pacific Northwest. Over 20 years later.
Well, welcome back, and it's great to have one of our own among us, and in a little bit we'll talk about Navy Week. But first I want to talk a little bit about service bands in general, because I think you have a twofold mission, the internal one to take care of your service members, and then the external one to interface with the public. And so talk about the two sides of what a military band does.
You're absolutely right. Of course, a large part of what we do is providing ceremonial support to our military commands. That can involve change of command ceremonies, retirement ceremonies, commissioning new ships, And of course, one of the most important ceremonial functions we provide is funeral support for veterans and active duty fallen. And we take a lot of pride and a great deal of honor in doing that. And then we have what we call the public outreach mission, which is, you know, that's the fun. That's the public concerts in the town square. And we try and get out to as much of what we call our area of operations as we can. In our case, our area covers Alaska down through Northern California and then over into Wyoming and down to Colorado. So it's a pretty large area we get to, and of course travel has been curtailed under COVID-19 restrictions, but we're hoping to get back to it as soon as possible.
And the breadth of music making that you do is kind of implicit in what you said, and certainly the pieces we're going to continue to play are going to illuminate that. But speak a little about the kind of person that you need involved in your Navy band and the kind of musical skills they need to have.
Sure. Well, I mean, we definitely need well-rounded musicians, expert on their instruments and the technical side of playing, but also well-rounded in terms of the styles they can play. We have larger ensembles like full wind ensembles. Our parade band and our ceremonial band play traditional military march music, but then those groups break up into subunits. That we've got classical chamber ensembles like our brass quintet and woodwind quintet. We also have, a traditional top 40 type rock band, a jazz combo. And then, one of the newer things that Navy bands have been doing that is extremely popular is New Orleans style brass bands. So it's, brass instruments and saxophones, along with a rhythm section playing, and they can play just a huge variety, everything from, traditional Dixieland style all the way up through the more modern funk-based music you're seeing come out of that area. So we can do quite a bit, and we need folks who are, flexible and able to play professionally in all those different styles.
I realize you're a band and not a chorus, but lately there's been a rage for sea shanties. Has that hit you yet?
We have been aware. The Navy actually has a unit in Washington, D.C. called the Sea Chanters as part of the U.S. Navy Band, and their actual mission and the entire reason they were created quite a few decades ago was to preserve the heritage of sea shanties. Of course, they do a lot more than that. They actually have one of the most diverse concert shows I've ever seen. I got to work with them during my last tour. I was the specialty groups department head at U.S. Navy Band in Washington, D.C., and got to know them quite well.
We're hearing from Lieutenant Chris Cornett, who's the leader of the Navy Band Northwest, and we're going to go through a few more tunes. We opened the show before we started talking with Shenandoah, played by the brass group, and then we go into a great heritage thing. Speaking of heritage things, talk about the flute and harpsichord piece that we're about to hear.
This is a tribute to George Washington, who, of course, is our state's namesake. It's as you said, a flute and harpsichord piece, the harpsichord being played in this case on an electric piano. It's just a very pleasant duet, and played brilliantly by ME3 Clara Menino, who is a hometown native of Spokane herself. She grew up in Spokane at a different time than me, but she also was a student at Central Washington University.
We'll hear this music in honor of George Washington. A tribute to General George Washington, played on flute and electric harpsichord by Clara Menino and Dinas San Pedro. And back with Lieutenant Chris Cornett, the leader of Navy Band Northwest, we're going to go to a very different style, which intrigued me. And as we're about to hear Farmer's Blues, talk about the people performing it and that aspect of music making for you.
Sure. So this is a guitar and vocal country duet. The guitarist is Seaman DeMarcus Bazemore, one of our newer members, a brilliant guitarist, and Petty Officer Brent Mitchell, who's been with us for a couple of years as our primary vocalist, and who's just wonderfully entertaining. We found a local farm who was willing to let us come out and film, and we certainly wanted to pay tribute. Farming and ranching, a huge part of what we do in Washington State, particularly over in the eastern half of the state, and so important to the nation. And we really respect everybody involved in that field just tons, and hope they enjoy this.
So let's hear Farmer's Blues.
My wheat, who'll buy my corn to feed my babies when they're born? Seeds and dirt, a prayer for rain that I can use. I work the land, I watch the sky, I talk to God and wonder why. But it's the only life I know, these farmers' blues. I see the seasons come and go, sending rain, fire, and snow. I'm at the mercy of it all, this life I choose. Sometimes I hang my head and cry when that evening train goes by. Wish it could take me far away, these farmers' blues. Old, the fence is down, put on my suit and go to town. I ask for a loan, and I know well they might refuse. Back at home, still by my side, the one I love with worried eyes waits for me to love away these farmers' blues. I see the seasons come and go, sending rain and fire and snow. I'm at the mercy of it all, this life I choose. Sometimes I hang my head and cry as that evening train goes by. Wish it could take me far away, these farmers.
Musicians from Navy Band Northwest, voice and guitar, doing Farmer's Blues. And now we hear yet another style with House of the Rising Sun. So, Lieutenant Chris Cornett with me. Tell us about those people doing that.
Sure. This one is Pretty exciting. This is actually a collaboration we've done with a celebrity from Spokane. So many of your folks in your audience might be familiar with the show The Voice. And if they are, they almost certainly know Spokane's son who made it big on The Voice, Liam St. John. Just a super talented performer. And he was willing to get together with us. And they put together, he and my rock band put together an arrangement of House of the Rising Sun. And you're going to hear another performance by Simon DeMarcus Bazemore, our guitarist, who's in that last piece. As he provides the just a fantastic guitar solo in the middle. So I hope everybody enjoys this.
Taylor, she sold my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans. Whoa.
Rock band from Navy Band Northwest doing House of the Rising Sun with guest vocalist Liam St. John and the guitar solo played by DeMarcus Bazemore. We've been spending time talking about Navy Week in Spokane. This is what? Spokane gets a Navy Week, what, about every 4 years or so?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the goal is every couple of years, but I don't recall offhand when the last one was.
I think there was one in 2017. Yeah. Is
what that sounds about right. Yeah. That sounds about right. It's something that the Navy does. We like to, get out to the cities that that don't have a lot of Navy. And Spokane, you know, being a little ways away from the coast, obviously we can't bring the ships to you, but we can certainly bring the sailors. And of course, this year we're doing that virtually, but folks will be able to take a look at the Navy Band Northwest social media, both Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, as well as the Navy Office of Community Outreach, and they will be able to see sailors from all different parts of the Navy, you know, participating in all kinds of virtual content. You know, we've got the ceremonial guard will be making some appearances. They're the drill team in Washington, D.C. I believe we've got the USS Constitution lined up to provide some content. That is the one of the original six frigates that was commissioned back in the earliest days of our nation, and she is still a commissioned warship of the United States Navy.
Also known as Old Ironsides.
Old Ironsides, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And she is quite a sight to behold. I definitely encourage anybody, if they get a chance to actually tour her in person, do so. It's quite an experience.
So what's the easy way in for people to encounter Navy Week in Spokane? Is through a website or Facebook or what?
Well, definitely you can certainly just Google Navy Office Community Outreach. Probably your best place to go to get a look at all that content is going to be to go to Facebook and search for Navy Office of Community Outreach. And you'll just get a running list through the week as things are put up.
And so let's end our virtual concert here with the Woodwind Quintet, and tell us about Waves of the Navy.
So yeah, this is a traditional march of the Navy. It pays tribute to a particular group of sailors in 1942. President Roosevelt signed into law an act that created the Naval Women's Reserve, also known as Women Accepted for Voluntary Emergency Service, or the just for short, the WAVES. And if your audience goes to our YouTube or Facebook page to actually look at this full video, it's going to be accompanied by about 7 or 8 minutes we got to spend with one of the remaining surviving U.S. Navy waves, Emily Starnes, and it's quite an interview. She tells some really neat stories. But what you're about to hear is the march itself, Waves of the Navy.
And so we're going to hear that in a minute, but I'd certainly like to thank you, Lieutenant Cornett, for all of this. And clearly what you've just described is what we're able to bring on the radio is only part of the whole experience. So you've put a lot of production efforts into videos and into a complete experience, haven't you, for this project?
Well, we certainly do our best, and it does take quite a bit of work from audio editing to video editing, even just down to coming up with the ideas. Fortunately, I have an absolutely fantastic team here of multi-talented, really, people, as do many teams across the Navy. And, you know, we all are certainly hoping that in 2022, the people of Spokane will be able to come out to the Lilac Parade in person and see us marching down the street.
But in the meantime, we do have Navy Week in Spokane, so thanks
Absolutely.
A lot. And so now we're going to hear this piece, Waves of the Navy. Thank you. A march in honor of the women accepted for voluntary emergency service from the 1940s, or WAVES, played by the Woodwind Quintet of Navy Band Northwest. My thanks to Lieutenant Chris Cornett and his staff. My thanks for local production to Chris Massini. And more information about Navy Week in Spokane can be found at the Navy Office of Community Outreach. I'm Vern Windham.